Liz Palga. Hurricane Dorian has left the Bahamas with one of the greatest national crises in the country's history. That's according to Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. Minnis said Wednesday at least 20 people are dead on Abaco Island, with Thursday likely to bring more grim news and a higher death toll. Marvin Dames is the national security minister.
The devastation is unimaginable. So many people now are homeless as a result of it.
The storm stalled over Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands for nearly 2 days, with flooding rains and storm surge, as well as winds of up to 195 kilometers per hour. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Thursday, China understands, respects, and supports her government's move to formally withdraw an extradition bill. She considers the move part of measures to help the city move forward from months of unrest. In a news conference, Lam was questioned on why it took her so long to withdraw the bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China despite increasingly violent protests.
It is not exactly correct to describe this as a change of mind. You will remember on the 15th of June, and that is only within a few days, I announced the suspension of the bill. And of course, I also say that the legislative work on this bill will come to an end.
Lam withdrew the bill on Wednesday. Ambulances arrive at a blast site where the Taliban says it carried out a suicide car bombing Thursday in Afghanistan's capital. At least 10 people are now dead. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi says the dead are civilians. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a major setback after a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit.